Okay, here we're going to do the daf on Ayin Aleph and Amud Aleph. We're going to start from the Mishnah, just as a quick introduction to the daf today. The daf itself, you know, in the local daf, is a pretty straightforward daf. The real issues with this daf come up if you start comparing it to a previous daf in the Masechta. So the daf itself, I won't take a couple minutes to go through. The real issues that are left over once you go through the daf are why is the Gemara reading this way if previously we've seen otherwise. And if you look, that's what the large Ran on this daf has to do with, is trying to reconcile our Gemara with some previous Gemara. So we're going to start out now. Nadra Behi Arusa. She took a neder, the woman took a neder, and she's an Arusa. Nitgarsha Bobayom. She got divorced on that day. And there's Arsa Bobayom. And then she got re-engaged on that day. Afilu Lameya, even to 100 people. Avia Uvala Acharon Mefirin Nidareha. Her father and her husband, the last husband that she has, have the rights to be made fair her Nidarim. Zeaklau, this is the general principle. Koshalo Yotza the Rashut Atzma. Any woman who has not gone out into her own possession, what is her own possession? So the Rishonim here say that there are two possibilities for her to get into her own possession. One is Bogeret, she reaches of age, where she then is an independent individual, or through Nisuin, divorce from Nisuin, or Nisuin itself, where she now has left her father's reach, and therefore after she gets divorced from that Nisuin, she'll be on her own. So those are the two ways that a woman gets into Rishus At, Moshe Achat, Avio Vala Akram, if she hasn't reached either of those two, either the age of Bogeret or a Nisuin. Right, then her father and her last Arusa, the last individual that is engaged to her, will be the ones that can be made for her Nidorim. So Gemara says, Minolon, the Arus Achron made for Nidorim. How do we know that the last Arus has the ability to be made for her Nidorim? Shinir lo Arus Rishon, those Nidorim that belonged to the first Arus, meaning that the original Arus heard about these Nidorim, didn't have sufficient or ample time to be made for the nether, he passes away, and then there are a string of arusim, or a string of individuals who are then engaged to her, and then you have this last arus. Having this last arus gains the right to be made for her nedarim, even though he was not the original one who heard about the nether, meaning that the arus arishan was the one who heard about this. Amar Shmuel, Amar Kroh. Shmuel says that the pasuk says, Vimayo tiyeli ish undareha aleha. So you have the pasuk Zion that's found in the parsha of Nidarim, and over there we learned earlier in the Gemara that Rabba, depending on the gears there in the Gemara, believes that is the parsha, or that paragraph is the one that deals with a nara murasa, and that the nara murasa has both her father and her baal be mayfair her Nidarim. So now, he says that the pasuk says, "Imayoti el ish undareha aleha." She gets married, but married here means arusa. She has erusin with an individual. Undareha aleha, and her nedarim are on her, meaning that she already has pre-existing nedarim. So even though she has pre-existing nedarim, nevertheless, her father and her husband have the ability to be made for a nedarim. So what are these pre-existing nedarim? Nidarim Shayu Alakbar. The Gemara says, well, there are different ways to have pre-existing Nidarim. Dilma Hani Milational Nir La Aris Rishon. Maybe when we're talking about pre-existing Nidarim, we're talking about a case where the first Arus never had any ability or never had the opportunity to know about those Nidarim. Remember, he never heard about them. And therefore, the Arus Acharon has the ability to be made for the Nidarim. Aval near and Darim she knew the Arus Rishon, no must be made for. But maybe if the first Arus had been aware of the fact that she had taken a Nidarim and he didn't have ample time to be made for it, or didn't say anything, then maybe the Arus Akron will not gain those rights. And it will be that the last Arus does not have the ability to make for that case. What are you going to do with the Pasuk and Darel? That will apply when the first Arus does not hear about the Nidarim. Only when the previous Arusin, or the previous individuals who were engaged to her, did not know about the Neder, then the final Arus will have the ability to be made for it. And that's Undar Allah. She has Nedarim on her. But if they already knew about it, then Arutz HaRachon will not have that power. Someone says, why can't you read the pasuk and the Derech HaRachon that way? Someone says, no. Nedarim shenu la'aretz rishon lo matzi mefer, Arutz HaRachon aleha. About Nedarim shenu la'aretz rishon lo matzi mefer, Arutz HaRachon kroy yisteiruhu. Someone says that that is, that pasuk is an additional pasuk. Meaning that, had you wanted to, if you see in Rashi, kroy yisteiruhu, the ha'istrich le'michtav, you could have just written in the pasuk Miyotelish Undara O Mistasvata, right? On about her Nidarim, or Miftah, the words that she enunciates, or that which comes out of her mouth. So Ashram Nafsha, what does the extra word Aleha come to teach you? And that we could have known this whole principle that the Arus gets has the ability to make there along with the father. Those nidarim that she comes in with, because since the father is a partner here, she's made for Bikodmin, and we wouldn't have needed the word Aleha in the pasuk at all. The addition of the word Aleha in the pasuk must come to teach us something. What does that come to teach us? That even if the previous Arus, even if the first Arus knew about the neder, nevertheless, or despite that, the last Arus still has the ability to be made for the neder. I mean, he has that right, even though previous Arusin had the ability to be made for the neder. But they didn't do it. If it's Bo Bayo, then he has the ability, along with the father, to be made for the Nedarim. So just point out, that was a straightforward, that's just the limud. Now, the Ran points out here that the simple way, if I just ask you what the Gemara meant over here, Minolan, Gemara says the Mishnah has a statement, the Mishnah has a rule, that the last Arus takes over where the first Arus did not exercise his rights. And Shmuel comes to teach you, where do we know that from? What pasuk do we know that from? And he's giving you the source and the pasuk. The Ran says that's not the case here, that Shmuel is not simply telling us what pasuk we learn this from, because we're going to see in a second, the Gemara says, Tanya Kavaseh to Shmuel. There's a brisa that supports Shmuel's position. And the problem with the brisa is that it never mentions the pasuk. There's no pasuk in the brisa to substantiate what Shmuel said. And if the only thing that Shmuel's adding in this Gemara over here is the source from the pasuk, then why is the brisa that we're bringing a support to him if it doesn't mention the pasuk? The Ran HaNadim believes that Shmuel's statement is not just where we know it from, but also the statement that we are talking about a Arus Rishon heard about the Nether, and then the Arus Achron is able to be made from the Nether. Well, if you say that, I mean, then we know that from the Mishnah. Why does Shmuel have to come to teach us this if we could have known that from the Mishnah? So the answer is that the Mishnah says Bo Bayo. Mishnah says that they have to be made for the nether on that day. Why would you have to be made for the nether on the same day? That's because someone heard about the nether. The question of who heard about the nether is not addressed by the Mishnah. And in that case, we have two possibilities about who heard about the nether. Why does that be Bo Bayom? Either because the Baal heard about it, or because the father heard about it. Now, if the Baal heard about the nether, then the Mishnah is saying the same thing that Shmuel is saying, which is that even though the Arus Rishon heard about it, nevertheless the Arus Achron has the ability to be made for it along with the father. But the other possibility in reading the Mishnah is that the father heard about it. If the father heard it, the reason it has to be Bo Bayom is because the father needs to be made for the nether that day, not because the Arus has to be made for that day. And accordingly, the Mishnah may only be addressing a case where the Arus Rishon never heard about it. And the Mishnah only states that the Arus Rishon, the Achron could be made for the nether of the Arus Rishon when the Arus Rishon never had heard about it. Not in a case where he did hear about it. So that is exactly what Shmuel is coming to tell us. Shmuel is coming to teach us that there is a Mesorah, his Mesorah from his Rebbe, is that our Mishnah is a case where the Arus heard about it. Not just that the father heard about it, but that the Arus heard about it. If the Arus heard about it, that means that the din is, even when the Arus Rishon heard about it, that the Arus Achron could be made for it. But that's the Chiddush of Shmuel. That's not obvious from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah could be read in one of two ways. And we're going to see in tomorrow's daf exactly that. The Gemara reads it the other way. So we can see, that's what Shmuel's Chiddush here is. Chiddush is that, number one, the way to read this Mishnah is that the Arus Rishon heard about it, and nevertheless the Arus Achron has the ability to make for it. Number two is, my source is from a pasuk. And therefore now, when the Gemara continues, Hani Kavaseh to Shmuel, that's supporting the position of Shmuel that even when the Arus Rishon hears about it, the Arus Achron has the ability to be made for the nether. So let's continue in the Gemara. Tanya Kavaseh de Shmuel, the brisa that supports Shmuel's position. Nara Murosa, Avia Uvala Mefirin Nidareha. That her father and her husband have the ability to be made for a nederim. Kesa, what is that case? So the Gemara is now, we're going to bring down a brisa, has two cases. Shama Avia, the Hafer law. If her husband heard about, I'm sorry, her father heard about a neder, the Hafer law, and then he was made for the neder. The lo hispik habal lishma ad shemeis. The husband did not have the ability to hear. He never heard about it. And then he dies. Beneath arse bobayom. And then she gets engaged on that day. Even 100 times. Via uvala akron mefir nizera. Her father and her last husband can be made fair her nidor. Okay, that's case number one. So case number one is her father hears about it. Then he's made for the neder. And then the first husband passes away. But never heard about the nether. And then she gets engaged again a number of times on that day. The Bala Akron is made for Nederah. So this would not be a support to Rishmol's position, because so far all the Mishnah has said to us is that if the Baal never heard about it, then the last Baal, the last Aru, says the ability to make for Nederah. But we're not addressing the case where he did hear about it. Now, next case, Shoma Bala, her husband heard about it, Vehefrelah. And he was made for the Nether. Below, he speak of Lishmach Mesa Baal. And the father did not hear about it before the husband passes away. Ha'av mefer chelko shobal. In this case, the father is mefer the portion of the baal. Okay, again, this doesn't sound like Shmuel, because Shmuel said the av and the arus achron have the ability to be made. So here's a case where the arus rishon did hear about it. He dies after being meferet. He dies. And then the Bryce says that only the father needs to be around to be made for the nether. So again, this is not like Shmuel, but we have Rabbi Nathan who qualifies this. I mean, Rabbi Nathan, hey, Divrei Beit Shammai. This is only the position of Beit Shammai. Of Beit Hillel, Amrim, Ein Yochel Hafer. Beit Hillel says he cannot be Mefer. What does it mean he cannot be Mefer? It means that the Av cannot be Mefer alone. But my plige, what are they arguing about? Beit Shammai, Savri, Nidorim, Nami, Shiroi, Orus. That Nidorim that came into possession of the Orus, Arisho, Nitzrok, Nereshus, the Av. When he dies, that ability to be made for the neder switches over to the father, and therefore the father alone can be made fair the nedarim. When he goes goyis, because we know from earlier on that Beishame holds that when a neder is mufar by one party, it's cut in half and not miklash kolish. But on the other hand, Beitil Savri Avi Ovala Achron Mefir Nedareha, her father and her last arus are made for the neder in partnership. But when he goes goyis, because it's not cut off, but rather it's miklash kolish. Ah, so now, according to this, Beis Hillel is saying the same thing that Shmuel said. They have a case here where a Baal, a husband, heard about a neder, and after hearing about the neder, he passes away, and then the additional, she gets engaged a number of other times, and then you have now standing before us a final husband on that day, and a father. And what does Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel says, then the father has all the rights to be made fair. But Beis Hillel says, no, it's the father in conjunction with the Baal Achron, the last Arus, that they have the ability to be made for the nether. So this is exactly Shmuel. This is what Shmuel is looking for. Even in an instance where the first Arus had heard about it, nevertheless, we say that the father and the last Arus can be made for the nether. So therefore, this will be a support for Shmuel's position. Again, so this Gemara reads very simply. And this Gemara otherwise would have been a very simple Gemara. The problem with this Gemara is that the two cases that are brought by the Braiso were also brought on Daf Samachet. And here begins what this long Ran, deals with on this Daf. That the two cases that are brought on Braiso were brought exactly on Daf Samachet. But yet, on Daf Samachet, the conclusion of each of these cases is different than that which is found here on Ayin Aleph. So let's start with the first case in the Braisa here. The first case in the Braisa here is Shama Aviyah Vehefer Lo. Her father heard about it, and he was Mefer it. So he speak of Alishma Chemes. And the husband did not have the ability to hear it, and he passes away. Then even if she gets engaged numerous times that day, what is the din? Aviyah Uvala Ha'akron Mefer Nidara. Her father and her husband have the ability to be made fair her nidorim. So now, if we go back and look on Daf Samachet, truly Daf Samachet going into Samachet, over there, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara has exactly that case of Shama Aviyah Vehefer Lo. Let me speak about the Shema Shemes. You know what the Gemara says over there? The Gemara says that case is actually a machlokes Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. That Chozer Av Umefer Chelko Shobal. That's what Beit Shammai says. I mean, not done. Hen en divrei Beit Shammai. Bezul mim en yochol hafer. Beis Hillel says you can't be made fair at all. So now we have a stira. How come over here, right, Beis Hillel says that the father and the arus together can be made from the darim, yet the Gemara on Samachet says that Beis Hillel holds you can't be made fair at all. And number two is, even according to Beit Shammai over here says that the father and the arus together have to be made fair in the darim. Yet back on Samachet, Rabbi Chaim says just the father can do it alone. So here we have a steer between these two cases. So how are we going to solve that? So that we can look in the Ran. As if you have the sheets that I gave out, here you'll see that I compared them together. This is case number one on our daf, on Ayin Aleph and Aleph. And on daf Samachet, it's case number six, comparing the two. I'm going to give, on the sheet, I have the Ran here printed out for you, the relevant Ran for each section. You can find it inside. I'm not going to go through each line in the Ran where they are because you have it printed on the sheets. Anybody who needs that can print out the sheets and see the Ran here. So you see, what does the Ran say? It says, Perishuk Tzata Rishonim Zal. The Hach Baba Kamaisa Divrei Hakolhi. But this first section in our Brisa here is according to everyone. Even Beit Hillel agrees that the father and the Arus Achron can be made from the nether here. Fit to me, honey. I don't understand the Beit Hillel, the Tzvi Elohu Miklash Kolish. Beit Hillel, in Bedach Samachet, the Gemara there said that it was Miklash Kolish. Damri Beit Hillel, Bahai Zael, the Ein A'av Yachol HaFer. We said over there that the Av does not have the ability to be made for the nether at all, according to Beit Hillel. So why over here does Beit Hillel say that the Avil Bala can be made for, and over there they can't? Shum, why can't he be made for there? Mishum, the Kevin, the Iklish, Lay Nidra, Lo Chashiv, Lo Rishal Av. Because the nether is in such a weakened form, the father cannot get possession of it. What's the case here? The Avia, her father heard about it. He was made for it. So whatever is left over is just that which belongs to the Baal. This is a Miklash Kalish. It's a weakened nether. And then when the Baal dies, the father can't get possession of this insignificant item. It's not significant enough for the father to get possession of that which the Baal had. And therefore, nobody can make the nether. But how come in our case, here in Ayin Aleph, Beit Hillel is going to agree that Avia Uvala made for a nether? What's the difference? And here, Be'enai, the speech of Ramzal, the Hainu Taima, right? That the difference here is what? So let's think about this. What's the only difference between the case that's found on Samachet and the case that's found on Ayin Aleph? So you look carefully back at the cases. Yes, they're the exact same case. Shama Avia, Bahifer, lovely speak about the Shema Shemeis. That's the same. But in our Gemara in Ayin Aleph, there's a little addition at the end. And what's that? But if Arta Bobayom, she gets engaged again. Fafila Me'apamim. Even 100 times. So the difference between the case on Samachet and the case here in Ayin Aleph is going to have to relate to that small difference in Lashon, which is that she got engaged again. And that's exactly what the Ran's going to explain now, that there's a difference between the father and the Arus. And why is that? Because when it comes to the father, what's happening? We had the father was made for part of the nether, now he's Miklash Kolish, he weakened the nether. Then the husband passes away, and all that's left is this insignificant, this Kolish, this weakened nether. The father can't get his hands on this because why? We're trying to change over the possession of the nether from the husband over to the father. But in our case over here, are we really trying to change possession of the nether from the husband to the father? No, we're leaving it in the possession of the husband. It's just a different husband. Maybe there's a difference between when a father is trying to get control over a nether from a husband rather than where another husband is trying to get control of the nether from a previous husband. And that's exactly how the Ran can explain the difference here. So let's look at the Ran again. Benirei be'enai, the feet of Ramzal, the Hainu Taima. Shum de'el, the Ika Shinui Rishus. On Samachet, we're talking about changing possession. The Menatik Lai Hainidru Me'arus. We're trying to get the nether that belongs to the Arus. La'av, to give it to the father. Kohecha de Kalish Lei Lo Mazi Menatik. But a weakened nether cannot change possession. And that's what the problem is over there. Alahacha over here, the Ika Arus Acharon. Here, that it's not when I'm trying to change the possession from the Arus to the father, but rather there's a new Arus here. Chazin and Lahai Arus Akron Kikare de Rishon. The next Arus is like an extension of the first Arus. It's as if he's stepping into the shoes of the first Arus. Came into Arus Larus Ka'ati. Therefore, since it's moving from one Arus to another Arus, Afagov the Akris Le Nidra, even though it's a weakened form of Nether, Mutsi Abu Vala Hefer. Chagavna Lavin Tukehu, because you're not trying to change possession. Why do you say Miklash Kolish that you can't move something of, it's so insignificant, can't move it from the Arus to the father? That's when you're trying to change possession from what belongs to the Arus into the father's hand to be made for the nether alone. But when it comes to moving it from one Arus to another Arus, it's not that you're actually changing possession. All you're doing is that the new Arus steps into the shoes of the original Arus. If he steps into the shoes of the original Arus, he's just acting as if he was the first Eretz. When he's acting as if he's the first Eretz, he has the ability to be made for Nedarim. So that's how we're going to explain why Beis Hillel has a different conclusion in our Gemara here on Ayin Aleph versus the Gemara on Samachet. And the Gemara on Samachet, the father heard about it, he was made for the Neder, he was Kalish, Miklash Kalish, he weakened the Neder, and then the husband passes away. Now the father can't ever get his hands on the piece that belongs to the Arus, and therefore Beis Hillel's conclusion is, Ano Yochel HaHafer, there's nothing to do. But in our case here in Ayin Aleph, something else happened. A new Arus came into the picture on that day itself. A new Arus married her. When the new Arus married her, now, all of a sudden, we're in a new position. What's that new position? That this new Arus can take over, can step into the shoes of the original Arus, and therefore he can be Mayfair on behalf of the first Arus. When he does that, Avi Ovala made for Nedra. I mean, Avi, her father already was made for the Nether, and now this new Baal can be made for the Nether. And when he does that, he is Oker the Nether, and they can be made for the Nether together. So that explains the difference between the Shitas Beis Hillel over here versus the Shitas Beis Hillel on Daf Samachet. Now, we have to deal with the second case from the Braisa. So we'll come back to Beit Shammai, because that will be explained in the second case. And based on what we understand in the second case, we'll explain Beit Shammai's position in this first case. So in the other case, the second case in the Braisa reads like this. Shama bala v'hefer lo. For if a husband hears about it, and then it's mefrit, v'lo yispika av l'shmat shemet abal. And the father never heard about it, and then the husband passes away. So our Gemara here says that's a machlokes Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. That Beit Shammai says the father alone can be made for the nether. Whereas Beit Hillel said that only the father, in conjunction with the final husband, can be made for the nether. So now, let's look back on Samachet. That exact case that's found on Samachet, what's the din? Shoma Baal of a Hefer Lo. Her husband heard about it, was made for it. Will he speak of the Shema Shemet Baal? What's the din? Nitrok never shoots the out. It all goes over to the father to be made for the nether. So, what we see here, we see that, according to Beit Shammai, number one, it's the same. Over here, the father can be made for the nether alone, and so too over there, the father can be made for the nether alone. But Beis Hillel agreed in the case in Samachet and said that the father could do it alone. Then all of a sudden, here on Ayin Aleph, they're requiring both the father and the husband to do this. So why is it? Why is Beis Hillel's opinion switched between that which took place in Samachet, where the father alone can do it, whereas over here, the Vine Aleph, all of a sudden we need the father and the final Baal to be involved. And the Ran even poses the question, we'll see in a second, the Ran poses the question, why even according to Beit Shammai, why do we need the reasoning of Migas Gois? Over in the Gemara in Samachet, they didn't give any reason why Nitrok Nur Shusav, it was assumed to be so. But in our Gemara here, we need Rabbi Nathan to tell us that Divrei Beit Shammai is because they were Migas Gois. Why is that relevant to our case over here? So let's see the Ran inside. Get on the sheets. It's the top left corner of the sheets that you have. It's found in the Ran. Amai Matsi Mefer Av L'Chudei. Why can the father be Mefer alone? The Beit Shammai Dame Migos Gois. Tvei Mi Beit Hillel. Why should they have any more reason because of Migos Gois to be Mefer the Nedan Beit Hillel? Dame Miklash Kolish. Vote. Tafilo Amart Migos Gois Mikol Mikol Mechi Maisle Baal Tavir the Gazizei. Ron says, we mentioned before in Samachet that any time a person dies, it's as if whatever action they took before that is erased. So it's over here. How come you need Migas Gois at all? When the husband passes away, his afara goes away. It's as if it disappeared. And when it disappears, now we're back to a full-fledged nether. So what's the whole issue of Migas Gois if when the Baal dies, all his action is erased? It shouldn't be relevant. Migas Gois should not be relevant here at all. The nearly, so the Ran explains, the Hainu Taima, this is the reasoning, the Bishum, the Beit Shammai, the Tefillah Migas Gois, because when Beit Shammai believes that Migas Gois cave into Chi Hefer Baal, when the Baal nullifies his section of the Nether, Avatale Palge the Nidra, half of the Nether now has been erased, Legamre, Hari Maise Shalom Nigmar, the Istalek Le Arus, his action has ended, and he's removed the rights of any Arus from this Nether. And there are two parties to any nether, according to Beit Shammai. There's the Arus and the Av. If one of them is Mayfair, then that person has removed the right of that party to be made for the nether anymore. So here, if a bow is made for the nether, we no longer need a bow in the future to be made for the nether. Same thing with the Av. If the Av is made for the nether, we no longer need a father in the future to be made for the nether. Though he, and I agree, that he makes Arus, betel la hafara. Right, when the Arus dies, then his hafara is rendered meaningless. Mihu, The two lochazi hide nitra the arus klal kamli av below arus. So as the Ran says that once the arus is made from the neder, he's removed the need for an arus to be a party to this hafara. But now he dies, and we said when he dies, that eliminates the previous hafara that he made. Well, if that's the case, now what do we have? We have a full fledged neder back again. But this full fledged neder only needs one party, and which party is that to be made for the neder? That is the father. And we know from the previous cases early on in the Gemara that a father alone could be made for a neder. Father has an ability to be made for without the partnership of the arus. And why don't we need an arus here? We don't need an arus here because of Migas Gois. Because the arus, the first arus, removed the need for an arus to be a party to this neder. He also, when he died, made the neder back to a full-fledged neder. But the father himself can handle such a case. Whereas, if the opposite's true, now the Ran also points out the position that there's a case on Daf Samachet, which we did not mention as of yet. If you guys have the sheets that I printed out, this is case number 3 from Daf Samachet. I'll read it to you. There's a case for Shama Abiha. Her father heard about it. Behaferlon, and he was made for the nether. Below you speak Baalishmach Mesav, and the husband does not hear about it until the father passes away. Over there on Daf Samachet, we said, Lo Nitzvok Narushos the Baal. The Baal, the husband can't do this alone. The Ran says, why not? According to the reasoning or the logic that I just laid out, her father heard about it, and he was made for the neder. When he's made for the neder, if it's Mikos Goy, the father has removed the need for a father to be a party to this neder. When he dies, now the neder reverts back to being a full-fledged neder, but it's a full-fledged neder that only an Arus needs to be made for. And yet we say that the Arus himself is not able to be made for the neder. Why is that different than our case over here? Why in our case over here, when the father removes himself, when the Baal removes himself from the picture, he removes the need for an arus. And when he dies, his afar goes away, and then we have a full-fledged neder, where the father alone can be made for. So why should it be the same in the opposite case, where the father heard about it, he was made for it. When he's made for it, he removes the need for a father to be a party to this neder. And then when he dies, it goes back to being a full-fledged neder, and the Baal, the husband, should be able to be made for it on his own. So that's what the Ran says is the difference. And what's that? That has to do with the difference between the koach of the Baal and the koach of the Av. So listen to this. Even according to Beit Shammai, that says Mikas Gois, Talitay Av. Av, the father's removed from the picture, as he says over here. And when he dies, his hafara is removed. And the arus is left alone to be made for the nether, below Av, without the father, below Masay Mefer. But he cannot be made for. Why not? And that's the key difference between the father and the Baal. Because what do we have left here? We have a full-fledged neder left. What do we know about the father? The father has the ability in a full-fledged neder to be made for without any party, without any partnership. And therefore, when the Baal is made for and removes the need for an arus, and then he dies and we have a full-fledged neder, the father can do it alone. But that's not true for the Baal when it's the opposite way around. When the father is made for the neder, and then he removes the need for a father to be a party to the neder, and then he dies and becomes a full-fledged neder, we know already from the Gemara and Samachet that a Baal cannot be made for alone a full-fledged neder. He needs the shutfus of the Av. And since he needs the shutfus of the Av, the Baal alone cannot be made for a full-fledged neder. And that's what the difference is between these cases. When you say Migos Goyis, when you remove one of the parties to the neder, even though when they die their hafara is batel, you end up with a full-fledged neder. But there's a different din for who's the party that's left over. When the father is left over, the father can be held to the hafara alone. When the Baal is left over, a Baal cannot do hafara alone to a full-fledged neder. He always requires the shutfus ha'av. And therefore, he will not be able to be made for the neder alone. And that will explain the difference between our case here, the Beit Shammai says that the father can do it alone. Whereas, even though he holds Mikos Gois, but the case on Daf Samachet, case number 3, where the Baal is in a position to do it alone, Beit Shammai says, no, even though it's Mikos Gois, because the husband can never be made for a neder alone, a full-fledged neder alone, he requires the partnership, the shutfus ha'av. Now, how are we going to explain the difference between Beit Hillel in these two cases? There, on Samachet, Beit Hillel agreed that the father can do it alone. Whereas over here, Beit Hillel says that the father needs the partnership of the Baal Achron. So that's the Ran explains like this. With Beit Hillel, Sabre, Avia, Baal Achron, Mefer, Nedera. The Eina Av, Yochel, the Hafer, Levado. The father cannot be made for the nether alone. The Shom, the Lav, Mikas, Goyis, because the Arus was never removed from the picture. When the Baal went ahead and was made for the nether here, he did not remove half the nether. Right? He has a full nether here that's just in a weakened form. And this weakness is not a full maisa, meaning that there's still a full nether intact, it's just a weakened form. And therefore, you cannot be removed the nether until you enjoin another party. Until the father himself does the hafara, he cannot remove the other party, meaning the orus, from this nether. And therefore, the orus achron comes into the picture. So listen, but the Ran says an amazing thing. The Ran says, according to Beit Hillel, it depends what's the situation here. First of all, if you have a case where a Baal is mefer and then dies. So when the Baal was mefer, he weakened the nether. When he weakened the nether, right, then he dies. After he dies, the nether goes back to its full-fledged state. But when he weakened the nether, he never removed the orus, never removed the right of an orus to be made for this nether. So therefore, if he was made for the nether and the father comes along and is made for it afterwards, after the Baal dies, that's fine. Because we know from the Gemara in Samachet that the father has the ability to be made for a nether. Even when it's been weakened in state, and after the Baal dies, it's as if no hafara took place. Now it's back to a full-fledged nether. A full-fledged nether, the father is able to be made for on his own. That's not a problem. But the other fact that's true when you're miklash kolish and nether is that the arus is still a party to the nether. Why does that matter if the arus is still a party to the nether? Well, when the arus dies, an only person there that's there is the av, the father. Father can do it without the arus because he inherits the right of the arus in that case. But the woman goes ahead and gets engaged again. The new arus inherits the rights that the first arus had. What was the right the first arus had? To be a partner to the father. This is going to be an amazing thing, that if the father had been made for the nether while in between the two engagements, he would have been able to do it alone. But now that the woman gets re-engaged, this new Arus now steps into the place of the first Arus. And when he steps into the place of the first Arus, he's going to have the right, along with the father, to now be made for the nether. So that's the difference between the two cases. On Samachet, why did Beis Hillel say that the father can do it alone? That's because there's no other Arus in the picture. So when the first Arus went ahead and was made for the nether, he weakened the nether. Then he dies. The nether goes back to being a full-fledged nether. Did he remove the need for an Arus to be a party to this? No. But we know that a father can inherit the right of the Arus. And that's what happened. The Arus dies, and the father inherits the right of the Arus, and he's able to be made for the nether alone. Whereas, when he comes here in Ayin Aleph, there's a new party here. That's the second Arus. So when he dies, the first Arus dies, then the father could have alone been made for the nether. But there's still a need for a party. Who's that other party? The other Arus. So when there's no other Arus in the picture, the father inherits the right of the Arus and he can be made for a loan. But as soon as she marries again, she has another Arus enter the picture, all of a sudden that second Arus inherits the right to the first Arus, and that is to be a joint party to the Hafara. And now the father cannot no longer alone be made for the nether. He still needs to take into consideration the second Baal. And that's why Beis Hillel, in our case, in Ayin Aleph, says that the father alone can't be made for the nether, he has to be made for the nether along with the Arus Achron. So again, the difference between the two cases on Ayin Aleph, according to the Ran, and that which is on Samachet, has to do with the fact that she gets engaged again. And the Reisha, when she gets engaged again, why do we allow you to be made for the nether in this case, with the joint ownership of the father and the husband in the first case, whereas on Daf Samachet, Beis Hillel said you can't be made for it at all, because when the new Baal comes on, he's able to step into the shoes of the first Baal. And therefore, we're not asking the father to take over the rights of the first Baal, which he cannot do. That's the case in Samachet. When the Baal steps into the shoes of the first Baal, then he can do it again, and he can be the joint hafara along with the father. That's case number one. The case number two in this Braisa, again, because she gets remarried, had the father been alone, like the case on Daf Samachet, he could have been made for the nether alone, because then he inherits the right of the Arus. But as soon as we enter a new Arus into the picture in case number two, then the new Arus takes over the rights of the first Arus, and now the father could only be able was only able to be made for nether in conjunction with the second Arus. And that's why Beis Hillel and Daf Samach says Nikdrokton Rishus Le'av, the father could do it alone. But here in our case where she remarries, then the Beis Hillel requires the father and the new Baal to be made for the nether. And according to the way the Ran's explaining this Gemara, and the difference in Gemara, again, this second Braisa, according to Beis Hillel, will be a support to Shmuel's position. that even though the Baal Rishon had heard about it, even though the first Aris had heard about it, when he dies, the second Aris comes, steps into the picture, and he takes over, and he requires the father and the second Aris to be made from the Zarim, next support to the position of Shmuel. So that would make things not so complicated, but of course, there's much more to this, a little more to this, which is that the Shitas of Rov Rishonim, that's where the Ran explains the Rishonim, explains the Gemara, but there's an additional Tosfos here. And Tosfos, we're going to learn Tosfos according to the Ram, but the Tosfos over here says, when Rabbi Nathan comes and qualifies the statement and says, Rabbi Nathan, hein hein divrei Beit Shammai, these are the words of Beit Shammai, until now we've learned that statement of Rabbi Nathan here is only on the second case of the Braisa. The first in the case in the Braisa is divrei Hakol, that even Beit Hillel agrees the first case. The Tosfos comes along and says, no, even in the first case, this is divrei Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel actually disagrees even in the first case. And this is the way the halacha is going to go. In the first case, what is the Beit Shammai says, Avio Vala from Mefir Nedera. Her father and her husband can be made for the Nedarim. Whereas Beit Hillel says, Eino Yochel Lahafer. He can't be made for at all in the first case, which would be consistent with their position on Daf Samachet. That would solve one of the problems. You don't have to come to the Chiddush of the Ran, that of Mikvash Kolish, that when the second Baal steps into the shoes of the first Baal, and that's why he's different than the father. No, according to the way Tosfos is reading it, it's the exact same case. Nobody can step into the position of the first Baal because it's Mikvash Kolish. And therefore, they will be consistent. These two cases, both on Samachet and Ayin Alef, will be consistent that Beit Hillel says that you cannot be made for the Neder. The only thing we'll have to explain is why Beit Shammai then requires, right, in the case on Daf Samachet only requires the Av, whereas over here on Daf Ayin Alef, he requires the father and the Baal to be made for the Neder in the first case. And then when it comes to the second case, the explanation of the Tosfos will be the same as the Ran and the other Rishonim, which is that Beit Shammai holds that you only need the father to be made for the Neder, whereas Beit Hillel requires both the father and the Baal to be made from the Neder, and that's different than Samachet, where we only required the father, and the difference will be simply that she's getting re-engaged. When she gets re-engaged, the new Baal takes over for the first Baal. So the explanation for the second case of Braisa will be the same, but the first case we need to clarify, because Beit Hillel now is consistent, but now we have an inconsistency in Beit Shammai. If you look on the bottom left corner of the sheets that I gave you, we'll continue in the Ran. Ava Batos would pershu. The Chiamrina Namari Ratan, Hein Hein Divri Beit Shammai, Atre Bavi de Braisa Kai. So, on the two sections of the Braisa that it's going on, the Hein Hein Divri Beit Shammai Bereisha, the Vilavala Akron Mefirin Dereout. These are the words of Beit Shammai in the first case in the Braisa that the father and the Baal can be made from the Nether. Mishum, they came into Av Migos Goyis. Since the father cuts it off when he does his Afara, Idach Paga the Nether, Chashib Ledo Risho the Aurus. Therefore, the remaining piece is enough, chashuv enough for the Aris to take a possession of it, the Aris Akron. The Hadiyav, along with the father. Ubisseifa Namrinan, the Chozer Av, Umefer Chelko Shobal. And in the Sefer, we're going to say the same thing, that a father can go and take care of the possession of the Baal. Mishum de Svirle, the Nendorm, Shinir, the Aris. Nikno, Rishazav, below the Aris Akron. Because Beit Shammai always believes that whenever the Aris has removed himself from the picture, then whatever's left over goes to the father and not the Aris Acharon. Alright, so now, according to this ratio, why is Beit Shammai say that you need the Avia Uvala to be made for the Nedarim? Because when the father went ahead and was made for the Neder, he was Migas Goyis, he cut out the need for the father in the picture. Well, you speak about the Shemach, then the husband passes away. Who inherits the rights of the husband? So that depends who's here. In a case where she's not engaged, then there's a full 50% neder left over, and it's a full-fledged neder. According to the Gemara Samachet, the father, according to Beit Shammai, can take possession of that. The father can take possession of a full-fledged piece of the Baal. And that's what he does. Whereas if she gets remarried, then Beit Shammai is going to say what? No, who's stepping in here to take over that first Baal's possession? The second Baal. When the second Baal comes in, he inherits that full-fledged piece that was left over by the second, that first Baal, and therefore you will require a via of Allah Akron, the Hafir Nidorim, to be made for those Nidorim. And then again, he'll learn the case above, the second case of the Braisa, just like we learned above. Ooh. Now, according to Beit Hillel, the Bereisha, the Beit Hillel, Afilah, Abba, Hadibal, and Yochan, the Hafir, Kholal. Then, according to Beit Hillel, in the first case in the Braisa here, they're not going to be able to be made for at all. That's consistent with what Beit Hillel said on Dasa Machet. Why? Because Mishum Dechi Hefer Av loved Mikas Goyis. When the Av did the Hafara, he didn't cut it off, Elo Miklash Kolish. And that's what Rabbi Nathan said about Beit Hillel on Daf Samachet, going into Samachet there. right? The cave and the iklesh lo chashuv mezake bei oris b'hadei av. So since it's so weak in form, nobody can take over the rights of that oris. Not an oris, not another oris, and not the father. And therefore we're left in a position where nobody can be made for the nether. And when do we say Beis Hillel says that Avihu Bala Achron Mefer Nedereh? That's what Rabbi Nosson says in our Gemara over here. That's referring to the Seifa case. Maybe in time of the Maid Pligiyat Seifa. That explains what they are going to Seifa. And when they give the second reason of Lav Mika Gois, in time of the Maid Pligiyat Reishu. That gives the reason why they argue on the Reishu. So according to Tosvos, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are going to argue in both cases, both the first case and the second case. Again, we explained why that's different, and then the Gemara would read that there are actually two stages in Rabbi Nathan's statement. When Rabbi Nathan says, "When why does Beis Hillel Savri Avihu Bala Achron Mefer Nedereh?" That's with reference to the second case of the Braisa. But Lo Mikas Goyis is a reference back to the first case of the Braisa, which says there Beis Hillel holds that he's not allowed to be Mefer at all. Now it's Machlokas we saw in Tamach Ches. The Beis Shammai holds Mikas Goyis, says in that case the father can do it alone. Whereas over here, Beis Hillel says, no, like they say on Daf Samachet, that Miklash Kolish, if it's Miklash Kolish, then they can't get their hands on the nether. Right, that's the most of the Ran here. There's a little section of Ran that we do not address here, and that has to do with the word Nami. Right, Beis Shammai says, Savri Nedarim Nami Shroi L'Oros Nikro to the Shusav, that also Nedarim that came into possession of the Oros go to the Av. So why do you need the word Nami? Meaning that Nami sounds like it's in addition to, or more so. And why is it? I mean, it seems more obvious that if the Baal never heard about it, right, then that he should have had the ability to, if the Baal never heard about it, he should have the ability to pass it on to the father. But how come over here, when we're saying here, when the Oros heard about it, then also it goes into the Shusa Av. So that's the Ran says, that's the Nami. The Nami comes to teach you here, that even though the Oros heard about it, even though the Oros heard about it, nevertheless, we say that it goes into possession of the Av. And that's the reason for the word Nami over here. I don't think it's worth spending a lot more time on that piece of the Ran. Anyway, hopefully you got a full picture of the Gemara here with the Ran's explanation. We'll just quickly start the next Gemara, and then we'll finish it up tomorrow. Yibaylu, Gerishin Kishtika Damia, Okeh Hakama Damia. When someone gets divorced, is that considered like silence? I mean, or is that the equivalent of being making him the nether? So the Gemara says, well, if he's divorced, he has nothing to do with the nether anymore. Who cares? Once he's divorced, he's not involved. He's not an involved party at all. Now, so here's the case. She took a nether, and then her husband heard about it. Vigarsha, and then he divorced her. And on that same day, he takes back the woman. So, if he says it's like silence, meaning that when he divorced her, it's as if he says, I want to have nothing to do with you or your nether. Meaning then, when he remarries her, must he make for love, then he can do the afara at that point in time. But if you say to Hakamadami, when he says, when he leaves the woman, he divorces her, it's the equivalent of saying, you know what, I don't care about you anymore, your nether is your own to deal with me now. Now that's Hakamad the nether. But must be made for that when he remarries her later, he cannot be made for the nether. So just to point out over here, that we have to be talking about a case of Erisin, that both the first party was only, first time he was only Be'erisin, and the second time when he remarries, he's also only Be'erisin. Because, Mimonoshach, if he was Nisuin, if he had Nisuin in the first case, then when he divorces her and then remarries her, he can't have any effect on the Nedarim that were prior to this point in time. Why? Because once she has Nisuin and then gets divorced, she goes to her own. For instance, she's on her own. When she's on her own, the father is eliminated from the picture. Now, when the next Baal, or either next Baal or he himself, the Ran points out here, that doesn't literally have to be the same person that gets re-engaged, just that's the more common case. But when she gets re-engaged, that person doesn't have any rights to Kodmin to the previous cases. Why? Because we have said previously that the only one who can get possession, the only time he can be made for the Kodmin is if the Av is involved, the father is involved, because the father was a party when those Nedarim took place. So therefore, the Kodmin only applies where the father is involved. But here, the father has now been eliminated, because after Nisuin, she goes into her own possession. When she's in her own possession, the father's out of the picture. And therefore, the second Oros, when he comes to marry her, has no rights to deal with those Nedarim that took place in the first marriage. So that won't work if she was Nesua in the first case. Again, if she's Nesua in the second case, then again, we have a problem. Why? Because even though she was in Arusa, she got divorced, and the father went back into her father's possession. When she's Nesua, when she marries the second guy and reaches Nesua, and we know that there is what? Ain't a Nesua Mefer B'Kodmin. Someone who is a Nesua, full marriage, cannot go back and be made for Nedarim prior to his marriage. Why? Because once he's Nesua, he becomes the lone party to be made from the Nedarim. When he's the lone party made from the Nedarim, he has no rights to code me because the father's out of the picture again. So the father's out of the picture, we can't talk about it. So we have to be talking about a case here where there's an Arusu got married, and then he divorces her, and then he marries her again, or another party's marries her. So there's two sets of Arusin. So Mari wants to know that first Arusin, what's the status of the Girushin? Is the Girushin the equivalent of being silent? And when he's silent, then when he comes back and remarries her, he has the ability to be made for it? Or is that Girushin the equivalent of Alkama? When he divorces her, as if he says, you're on your own? It's as if I'm making the neder for her, and then when he comes back to remarry her, he can no longer be made for the neder. Because after Kiyum, ain't Dabar. Once you've done Alkama, there's nothing to reverse Alkama. Alkama ends all considerations, and once there's Alkama, you can't have a subsequent Hafara. So we'll continue with this Gemara tomorrow.